American Family News, I'm Musty Pugh. New developments in former President Donald Trump's New York hush money trial. Eric Schahn breaks down his gag order hearing from court in Manhattan.
A punishment of incarceration could be imposed if the former president continues to violate the judge's gag order. This morning, Judge Juan Merchan held the former president in contempt of court and fined him $9,000. $1,000 each for nine different times that Judge Merchan ruled the former president has violated the judge's gag order by attacking witnesses in the trial on True Social, as well as two times on the campaign website. And that could go up even more by 4,000, because on Thursday they're going to have a hearing on four more attempted violations.
President Trump spoke to reporters at the New York State Supreme Court.
This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted.
Pennsylvania Congressman Dan Muser is calling on law enforcement to get involved at Columbia University after anti-Jewish anarchists illegally occupied an administrative building on campus.
They want to be called anarchists, but really what they are is they're simply criminals engaged in destruction.
Fox News legal consultant Jonathan Turley says he can't understand why officials are waiting to put an end to this.
You know, you can't stop the police from coming in to rescue someone.
Right.
So it depends, but the university's made very clear that they want this to sort of burn out. Well, you now have a five-alarm fire. You've lost a major building. At what point do you say, we have to control our university if we're going to do higher education? Because you can't not only lose control, but lose your buildings. What do you have at the end?
A Georgia lawmaker is filing a lawsuit against Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Republican Georgia State Representative Misha Maynor is accusing Willis and others of protecting a man who she says stalked her. Maynor says Willis never looked into her case, despite numerous witnesses coming forward, and adds there was a conflict of interest between the alleged stalker and Fulton County Commissioner Marvin Arrington, as he previously served as his personal attorney.
She never fought for me as a victim, a Fulton County resident. She was always in the pocket of the commissioner and retaliated against me after I contacted the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Violence Against Women.
For the first time since COVID and the George Floyd riots in 2020, more police officers have been hired than have left the profession. Steve Jordahl reports.
Police agencies added more officers than they lost for the first time in 4 years, according to the Police Executive Research Forum. It's a small gain, a net of 621 sworn officers over 2023, but still a move in the right direction, according to Randy Sutton of the Wounded Blue. But he says the total number of working officers is still well below the minimum needed for effective policing.
The other side of that coin is that they're looking at the lowest numbers in historical reference points towards the retention and also the recruitment of police officers.
And he says it'll take a long time for the new officers to hit the streets.
There's still a massive dearth of police officers in this country, and it takes at least 2 to 3 years from the beginning of the hiring process in order to get a competent, fully trained police officer.
Part of the reason for the increase, according to Sutton, may be that many police departments in large cities have lowered their recruiting standards.
Many police agencies have diminished their recruitment standards in order to bring more people into the fold, so to speak. And that's a dangerous precedent to set.
And Sutton says even if the increase in net officers continues, it will be decades before policing has recovered from the last 4 years of abuse from the left. I'm Steve Jordahl.
Stocks are falling after the latest hotter-than-forecast reading on the economy raised more worries about inflation and interest rates staying high. The S&P 500 lost 0.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 313 points, and the NASDAQ Composite was 0.8% lower. More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.